Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. You're about to head out on a vacation, so there's some time away anyway. So thanks so much for coming on the program with us.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure. I appreciate you inviting me on this morning.
Well, Tracy, there's a menagerie of topics I want to talk about. First up, let's talk about a very special birthday, 50 years, as a matter of fact. CPR has been around for maybe 100 years, but the way we learned how to use cardiopulmonary resuscitation was really impacted 50 years ago.
That's right. There's a company that's called Laerdal that produces CPR mannequins, and they were the first in the industry back in 1960 to create the lifelike mannequin that is commonly called Annie. And so back in 1960, they observed that we really need some hands-on practice and help if we're going to try CPR on a real person. So, yep, this year marks 50 years, but the American Red Cross has been teaching life-saving skills for 100 years this year, starting out with first aid or basic first aid skills.
That mannequin, I can recall many times taking antiseptic and wiping it off as a former lifeguard at Metro Beach in Mount Clemens. We had to have a CPR and first aid training, and that mannequin was a big part of that training because in all essence, it is a pretty good way to learn.
Yes, absolutely. That's just one component of the overall training when you go through a CPR certification. Well, every 5 years, I think it's important to say this too. Every 5 years, the program is reviewed in its entirety and new guidelines might come out. So if you took a CPR class, say maybe 10 years ago, and you came in today and took a class at the American Red Cross, that training may be slightly different based on the latest and greatest of cardiac science. So that's important to say too.
When we were talking yesterday about this topic, you brought up that there is a more important topic, and it come we're talking about the blood supply here in Michigan as opposed to what you'd like to have on hand. You've only got a half day supply, and that's critically low, isn't it?
It is critically low. We feel real good if we have at least a 3 day supply in the event that there's someone out there that needs blood for a surgery or a major accident. And when our college students go away and the summer months occur, we get critically low at the American Red Cross, and we have been sending out pleas for people to donate blood, to host blood drives, because we're finding right now that a half day supply is not in a good position, and we want to make that blood available if it was you or a loved one.
All right, if Brittany and I want to give blood, could we just walk off the street?
No. There are some procedures in place, but if you'd like to find out more about donating blood, you can visit our website at www.midmichiganredcross.org.
All right, Tracy, thanks so much. Appreciated the knowledge. Enjoy your time away, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, thank you very much.